Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours.
That's it.
But it's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's.
But the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What?
No, negative. I said, God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackful.
Yes.
I know.
One thing I do want to talk about though.
Yeah. Oh, he took a sip of the juice.
Is how they were finishing him, Uncle Ian, bruv.
Well, Ian Wright.
So you don't want to talk about it.
I was so upset, bruv. You don't want to talk about it. We could not talk about it.
Nah, it's not that deep, but it's just like, come on, that's his babes, isn't it?
Wait, that's why it was rude, fam.
They were calling his babes.
What color is his babes?
It's a white woman.
But
Uncle Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know?
No.
You didn't know?
No.
You're not surprised, basically.
I'm not surprised.
But wait, hold on. He was married to a black woman first.
Yeah, oh, right, kids are black.
Yeah. I was just about to say Sean Wright Phillips, no?
I thought he was adopted. Adopted.
I thought they were adopted kids.
One of them was.
Sean and Bradley.
I thought they were adopted.
No,
growing up, I thought they were adopted.
It's one of those rumors,
But no one ever cleared. Yeah. I didn't clear it up. But yeah. I thought they were like his adopted kids.
No,
they're his kids' kids.
This is new to me. I don't want it to be true.
Can we Google it?
I'm gonna Google it. Yeah, because I've never Googled it.
But as a kid, I'm not the only one that heard that.
I've never heard that.
I feel like I've heard that as well.
Yeah, like there's adopted kids or whatever.
Okay.
Damn.
But yeah, what did you want to talk about?
Well, let's find out if they're adopted.
What a parent to get chosen by
guys. I can't lie.
Because I'm not saying that obviously
they
you
do look like him, though.
I'm leaving that foster home. Like, I made it, bitches.
You know what I mean?
He had them before Crystal Palace.
He had
Sean before Crystal Palace.
Brad Phillips, son of international Ian Wright, who adopted him at the age of three.
Wow.
And
his
brother Bradley.
Oh,
they were both adopted, I think, at age of three.
Yeah.
What a parent to get chosen.
No, they can't. How were they both adopted at the age of three? Bradley's.
Oh, well, no. Sean was. I typed in Sean and then said.
He was the age of three.
He was the age of three, and Bradley. And his brother Bradley.
So has he got any kids, bruv?
I don't know.
I think so. He must do.
Dude.
You can check Ian Wright. Yeah, he'll say how much kids he's got.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I heard this. I do feel like I heard this.
I definitely heard it, but this is the first time I've actually heard it confirmed to me.
But as a young guy, I remember.
Is that Wikipedia?
It is. But where else are we going to get this thing from?
Someone could have changed it to that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Where else are we going to find news this information?
Get me the
second link, bro.
Let's go to the orphanage, bro. There's no orphanage or nothing like
that. I'm seeing Stacey and Brett Wright.
Where's the papers?
Who's Stacey and Brett Wright? Grandparents? I don't know, man.
You are struggling with this search, bruv. That's why he's shit at university, 2-2. His Harvard investment was all Wikipedia.
Are you all right?
Ben didn't go to the group two, bruv.
I got first in my dissertation.
First call. First, bruv.
You're right,
son.
Oh,
good.
Express.
A newspaper or something.
I'm looking.
I don't know. I didn't know who he's married to still. I never knew that.
So why do they look like him? They do look like him.
The Sun said footy legend Ian Wright talks about how he's had 8 kids by 4 mums. So I don't
see Wikipedia, bruv.
Yeah.
No, this is the Sun.
Oh, the Sun. Oh god.
Which Sun?
So who we believe in here, bruv?
The Sun.
Chat shit, bruv.
Oh, the Sun. I thought you meant his Sun.
No.
The Sun.
I believe the Sun over Wikipedia. On birth of that, people, bruv.
I don't know about that.
Over Wikipedia.
Yes. How do you say Wikipedia?
I don't know why you say Wikipedia like that.
How'd you say it?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Why do you say Wikipedia?
It's because it's called Wiki, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now you're gonna say Wikipedia.
No. Sorry, man's found.
What's
some,
this?
Some,
a forum.
Some forum.
Yeah. No, forums is real though.
Forums is real.
They're not adopted like foster adopted. It was his wife at the time's kids. and he adopted them out of wedlock. That's probably where the Phillips comes from.
Phillips. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And that's where they've come from. So he probably like married her when they were little.
Wait, so that's he adopted them from her? Yeah. Mrs. So like, Phillips, so that's where the right comes from.
Yeah. So probably right from him, Phillips, from the mum.
Right. Okay.
Also because he's adopted now and they're probably so young, he can just change
that. Cool.
Like,
cool. You get me? Right. So he does have his own use.
Yeah,
yes, he must have.
He might, I think so. Okay, that almost settles that.
But he's getting corned.
Yeah, obviously.
Because his wife's white.
It's like,
is it because his wife's white? Or,
yeah.
Right. All right. Cool. I didn't know.
I didn't see. I don't know.
The thing is, yeah, it's people. Say what you want. Back in the day, we all used to say our bullshit, but there wasn't Twitter where you could at someone.
Someone can actually
see the shit that you send them. At whatever time you send it to them, bruv. Fam, you've seen him get racially abused, and now you're like, fam, understand people, like people's mental health, bruv. You just, fam,
this is what.
If you don't like something, you really don't have to say it out loud, bruv.
Keep it to yourself, bruv.
Like, fam, these are real people, you know. Same way you got feelings in your own house, if bare people was atting you.
But were they slewing him or slewing her?
Both. If you have a wife and they're slewing your wife, they're slewing you, bruv.
But what they're slewing her on, like, based on her looks, like, just because she's
everything, looks, colour, all of that.
They slew.
But is it, okay, mad to ask, is it man them doing it or is it women doing it? Because I feel like man them don't really care. Like,
no, it was man them first.
No, man them definitely.
It was man them first.
Man them were definitely in there. I don't know.
It was man them first. From what I saw, there was some pictures posted and then Ian was posted and... Man them were like saying, I think they got at United players first. They, obviously, there's the thing that footballers date white women, innit?
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Facts. They do. Some do. The French ones quite a lot. Yeah. And so do the UK ones. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, they showed what? Rashford, Greenwood, Martial and Pogba.
Yeah,
cool. Cool. Then they said, look at United FC. Is this your team? This your club? Boom, 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 boom.
Is this the new? Is this you? Yeah.
Not like, is this you? But like, look at your club, innit?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then they posted, look at you. What about Arsenal front three? Then there was like, look at your legend, Ian Wright, Thierry. And then I didn't see no one else getting bantered like that. Like anyone atting people. Like, then I saw people atting Ian saying, looks like a transgender. Looks like this person in a wig. Looks like did it. I'm thinking, fam, you know he can see this.
Yeah, mad.
You know what it is as well, yeah? Like, it's going to sound a bit mad, but you see young players, yeah? Kind of run their bats because they're young, innit? And it's like, man, kind of like, when you're young, it's kind of like, I get the banter, innit?
You can run bants.
You can be a bit immature. You're nearer to that age. But this is a big, he's old enough to be a certain man's granddad.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Have some manners,
bro. Fam.
He's not on the same level with you. Halfways. But he's not your age mate, innit? To banter with him like that.
He's not your age mate, fam.
Yeah. It's that real. He's not your age mate, fam. Like, but my parents are watching Ian Wright and that. So it's like...
Words.
Bro, like, come on, man. You're calling a big brass man, man. And his wife as well. Poor woman... Probably can't even use Twitter and that. She's just getting corned for no reason.
I don't even minding know her own Twitter.
Minding her own business and that.
That's
deep still.
Some of these comments are rude still. I was just reading it.
Is that bad?
Remember calling her transgender? Ian, is that what you marry? Like,
what does that say?
Damn. Why should they even look that bad?
What does that one say?
Someone said that, is that Nigel Farage?
These are real people, you know.
Yeah, humans,
you know.
But the internet is built on everyone just chatting shit.
Facts.
That's what it is. It's actually normal. That's what Twitter is for.
You chat shit, just don't at no one.
Twitter's a dark place.
Talk your shit, crazy. Just don't at no one.
It's crazy. Dark place, fam.
It's the only place where you get so much credit for being an arsehole.
Yeah.
Being an arsehole on Twitter is currency.
Yeah, yeah. People will go to you and be like, be an arsehole today.
Be an arsehole today.
The biggest dickheads have the most followers.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Facts. It's that easy.
See what I'm saying? This is why.
That's deep.
I felt mad looking at it. I was like, fam, if I can see this, why do you think he can't? Like, You're not even, it's not even in my mentions. Fam, like, you know, but I can see this.
I
like,
know he definitely saw it because
I saw it. Oh, I on I the same day, it was Alan Shearer's birthday, so he's online.
Yeah, definitely.
He's on socials. He's saying happy birthday,
he was
mate.
He's saying happy birthday to his mate, bro.
But he's getting abused bro, and he's thinking.
Bro, I'm getting axed. It's not even my birthday. What's going on?
He definitely appreciated it because I think that was like a month ago, some little kid.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I saw that once.
In the DMs, racism.
Little kid was in the DMs like, you coon, you
yeah. I saw that.
And he saw it. And he goes, you know what? I get a lot of this, innit? And I don't really get onto it too much, especially when it's adults, because I know man, them are just bitter or whatever. But for a child to be able to feel like I'm accessible enough to be this racist and talk to me like this, now there's something wrong with this. And you put it up, yeah, that little boy got finished, bro.
I swear to God.
Bare people followed him. Police accounts were even like, nah, righty, we got you. We're going to find these details. We're going to arrest him. The little boy was saying, it wasn't me. One of my friends hacked my account. Bro, I'm saying like white officers were onto this youth. Like, we're gonna find you.
Yeah, fam, because that's
gonna,
Ian fucking
right. Ian
right,
bro.
Right, bro.
Like, from when white officers can find a white child and say, do you know what? We're not even backing you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how
yeah,
you know Ian Wright is Ian Wright.
That's righty, bro.
That's righty, fam.
He did a lot for them.
That's
trust me.
That's proper bad. That's proper horrible, man.
And the thing is, you see, as people get older, yeah, you'll start to... You'll change, bruv. But at the age that some people are now, they're just thinking, yeah, this is banter today, innit? And we've all been there, but fam, it's the fact that you added, man, and...
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's anyway, sir. Hey, what do you lot think? Obviously, Tem, you don't know. You probably got only got one era of football to your name.
depends.
What
you
lot's like in your head? I said give him a name, bro. I want you to give me.
I'm biased, so go on.
What is the golden era in football for you?
Thierry Henry, the Untouchables.
Yeah. I agree.
Which year was that, Tem?
2013.
Oh my god.
It would have been before 2008 because that's. Oh, was it 2008? Because 2008 is the last time that they won a trophy. That's the last time that Arsenal won a trophy. So fool me once. No, I'm joking. I'm pretty sure that would have been 2007.
Just constantly getting it wrong, man.
Is it not 2008?
Chalice, sip your alcohol.
Jesus Christ, bruv. Try one more time. No phones, bruv.
I genuinely don't know. I have no idea when that was. Would that have been like 2005?
Closer.
You're getting closer.
You're close. 2003, that was it.
Okay.
It's about that time. And what was it? The Untouchables?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Invincibles.
There you go.
Do you want to get it or should I?
What? Helmet. I don't know that though. I'm not supposed to know that, bruv.
Yeah, it's not common sense, I guess.
10 minutes of struggle, bruv.
That is jokes. Yeah, I guess around that period was the golden era of Premier League football.
No, I'm talking about golden era of football, not Premier League football.
Oh, well.
No, I think it's the league football.
Huh?
That you think? The Invincibles.
Invincibles.
When did I say
I'm bad. You said I'm bad.
There's no way I can have it if he doesn't have it for him.
Know it.
Why are you not supposed to know?
You've actually mispronounced.
You said Untouchables.
Yeah. You said Invincibles, bro.
No, I never said Invincibles. Word, he said.
You didn't even say a word.
What are you doing, bro?
Nah, he said. Friend, he friend. Said Untouchables.
Yeah.
So why are you so adamant that I should have it? But when he said Untouchables,
I'm not supposed to know it. I'm not supposed.
I didn't make up a
word. Just about you not knowing it. It's not a word.
Yeah, yeah. Invincibles is not a word.
I never. It is a word. How about that?
So
watch when it becomes a word.
When I said
irregardless, everyone was chatting shit. Now irregardless
is a double negative.
Yeah, cool. So what? Does that mean it's not a word?
That's cool.
It is now.
Show me where double negative means something isn't a word.
Brav, people are in jail for crimes that they committed.
Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Yeah,
why isn't Invincibles a word? It's the same as Invincibles, technically.
No.
Now you're trying to defend it. You're digging a bigger hole.
So what do you mean I'm making it the same?
Because that word doesn't exist.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to say it's completely wrong. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to Google it.
Nah,
you
lot are pussios, bro.
Nah, because we need to tell him for real. Nah, it's not a word.
Is it coming with Urban Dictionary? That's when you know it's
not a word. You know what's so funny? You type in Invincibles and it corrects you with Arsenal and Invincibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Helmet sticks.
Nah, yeah, that sticks. That's fine. What?
Man's going to Urban Dictionary.
What are you showing us?
You read Urban Dictionary. Webster's. What does it say? It says to be invincible, but not.
You're invincible.
To be.
Man's
to
not, not be invisible,
but yes.
What is this, man?
I saw the blue.
I didn't write it.
No, but that's the Urban Dictionary.
Is it not dictionary?
It's not the official dictionary. You know what? I like that.
You know what?
I like
so untouchable. Like
No.
I mean, what?
No one gets it. No one gets it.
Is that untouchable?
Yeah. So, yeah,
and then he got all of the thingy wrong. No, the dates of. He said Thierry Henry.
That's not common sense.
He did a lot wrong. What do you mean it's not common sense? Arsenal just won the FA Cup. He said the last time Arsenal won was 2007.
You don't watch football.
I don't watch
Irregardless.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm drunk.
So I chat shit and I get the helmet.
I'm drunk.
He chat shit and nothing happens. The game is rigged, isn't it? The game is rigged. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No, I can't chat shit. There's clearly consequences when I chat shit.
You said a word that isn't a word.
It is a word. It is a word. Argue with Urban Dictionary.
The only reason why I said I like that, the fact that you said, is it not a dictionary, is because who said that the Oxford Dictionary should be, you know.
That's pretty fair.
So that's why I'm looking at it from a woke perspective, innit?
Fuck off.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, Shay Butterton.
Back to the golden eras. What was my question?
Was that the era?
So you think that was the golden era in football globally? What else happened at that time apart from the
2005 Liverpool won Champions League?
Wait, so what's the date range you're putting on the this tin?
I say 2000 and
to 2007.
I think 2001 to 2007.
Yes, that's a good range.
Well, what happened in that time? That when AC Milan were on things as well, innit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barcelona were mean.
Shevchenko was in Liverpool them times.
Liverpool.
Eto'o was running amok.
No, I want him to have it for that because you're just making shit.
But did he not join Liverpool?
No.
Shevchenko.
Shevchenko never joined Liverpool.
I'm thinking of Chelsea.
It doesn't matter. You got it wrong. You're supposed to know that one. I need to go tell you. No, you're meant to know that one. Hold it. You could have just shut your mouth.
I was meant to say Chelsea. Yeah.
It's close as well.
So why is he blue in that?
What happened?
Yeah,
blue. That's a pro evolution.
It's not even Merseyside blue.
I know.
Everton. Yeah. Man said that's Leicester. This guy's just constantly.
Yeah, getting shit.
Do you remember Castillo and them, man? Exhibitors. Man said Exhibitors.
Yeah.
Castillo. There was one mad super sub and he had like 90.
Berchet.
What was it? Master.
Master League.
Master League.
Go before be a legend, fam. Master League, fam.
Adriano was 99 power.
Nah,
99 power. You just.
Woo!
Bro, man can shoot from anywhere, bro.
The angle.
Top ends, bro.
The angle, if you cut in the angle outside.
Bag it.
Him? What? Castillo and them, man. Fam, you really knew struggle times,
that
though.
That actually is the golden era, because even Tem was watching football.
Yeah.
Castillo and them. I think 2001.
Yeah. That era, Castillo.
I don't like ball right now.
Who?
Football right now.
Oh, ooh. Really? Fam. I love it, obviously.
Because, VAR, goal
line,
all
I've got Liverpool's Premier League champions and that, so it's a pretty good era for me right now.
Chan said this is a golden era right now for me, actually.
Like the last, 2-3 years? It's been pretty golden, mate.
So I feel like this era is like...
It's boring it's too, and predictable,
yeah,
man.
No,
it's
do
like,
you know what?
It's too richy-richy, fam.
Slightly. Mm.
Too much money, innit?
Mm.
If we're talking Premier League only, though, I like this era because...
So unpredictable.
It's unpredictable, bruv. It's actually unpredictable. Only this season where Liverpool's just done a madness. Last season was a bit higgy. The season before... Bruv, Leicester won.
Yeah.
How many years ago?
That's what?
Three years ago.
4 or 5.
No.
City've won it twice since Leicester and Chelsea.
Chelsea won it since Leicester.
I think so.
I think they won it the next.
What was that manager? Conte, didn't it?
Oh yeah, Conte. Because Kante actually went from Leicester to Chelsea, then won it.
And then
City's won it twice.
Yeah. And then Liverpool.
Okay, cool. But that's
Arsenal,
mad.
And Arsenal should have won it that Leicester year.
Exactly. Fumble. But imagine
that.
Look at what's happened.
You can't come
in that
second
space
on that
of
year.
Time.
That's mad.
In that space of time, madness has happened, bruv. Leicester's really. Won it, Chelsea's won it, Man City twice, Liverpool.
Only the Premier League, though, has been that
proper
crazy.
Yeah.
The only mad thing that happened in another league, like the Spanish league, was like Atletico, I think like they almost won the Champions League or something.
Oh, remember that?
And then like Real Madrid came back on a mad
one.
One last Gareth minute. Bale scored, made some next mad goal happen last minute, and then they lost or whatever.
That's the only outside mad thing that happened.
Teams like Porto used to win the Champions League, you know. That's crazy. Those are some good times, you know.
That's crazy, bruv.
Did you lot like recall any madnesses in football back then? What? Like, as in, like, let's say all this racism stuff that we see out there now. Do you feel like you saw it before?
I feel like I did. Who did I see get racially? How far back?
Just in general, like when you're younger.
Who ate the banana and threw it back?
That was recent, though. That was Danny Alves.
Yeah, it was. It actually was.
Wasn't that at least 10 years issues. Ago as well, though, innit?
No, there was that. There was another one where someone cried.
And came off the pitch. I was against Liverpool, I think.
It happened in a...
Suarez, Italian Evra.
Suarez.
John Terry. John Terry, Anton Ferdinand.
Yeah.
There was another mad one in... It happens bare.
Italy must have been mad.
It happens bare in Germany. It happens bare in Italy.
Germany as well.
I never knew about Germans. Remember,
I knew about Germans.
Kevin Prince only plays for Ghana because he hurt Balak in a Premier League match. If he never hurt Balak,
obviously that's fam. Hurt Messi, bruv.
Argentina again, bro.
Even if you're white, bruv.
Bro, I'm telling you, he was getting it from all angles, bro.
You remember what happened to Ronaldo against Rooney? They were on him.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember there was a point in time
where I was like, is football actually racist?
It is.
Yeah, I know it now. There was a point in time where obviously you have to think of things like critically as well.
I always think
of things like this. But I was like, is it actually racist? Because the way they love...
What a time to start being a critical thinker.
He thinks he's onto something. I'm not onto something. I've already proven my own theory. And I'm saying my theory.
Because obviously at the time I was seeing things like,
oh, I can't even remember who it was now. But somebody that was like loved did something wrong. And now they hate him. Calling him every name under the sun. No, it was a black player.
Oh, okay.
But now they're calling him nigger, all of this, throwing things at him.
Mm.
I can't remember who it was. But then I was like, but they just loved him. This is younger me anyway.
Mm.
But you loved him before. Then I was thinking, would you do this to a white player? White player gets treated exactly the same. I was like, so are they racist or are they just... Did they use racist words?
Yeah.
I'm going to break down like the least racist kind of recent thing that's happened. And it's such a simple thing. When I break it down, you're going to be like, it's so like... unintentionally racist.
Yeah.
The Mo Salah song. Have you even heard it?
Mo Salah.
The other one.
No.
If he's good enough for you, he's good enough for me. Sitting in the mosque is where I want to be. Mo Salah, la la la. Bro, they remix some old school song. Now deep it. If he's good enough for you lot, then he's good enough for us. Like Muslim don't do it. We wouldn't normally accept my man. But if he's good enough for you lot, he's good enough for us.
Oof.
So that means we will even sit in a mosque because he's that good.
You can't lie. Racists are creative.
Now, if you deep it.
They are.
But if you deep it, it's just a football banter song.
And that's how they can play it.
Mo Salah in a song. How do you feel about your song? It's a funny song. But when you strip it down,
you know how
fucking racist that is.
They're all racist, bro.
But it's football and people just have that. Bro, you know, like in some cases, mad to say this, yeah? Obviously, I'm God-fearing, so I don't even like saying it. But football is religion to certain men, you know?
Football is really like a religion to certain men.
Yeah.
Fam, imagine that much different views on football and what it should be and the countries and the... Bro, it's bound to be racist.
Bound to be racist. Yeah.
And it's so unapologetically racist as well because I feel like people love football so much they're willing to not care that it's racist.
That's why I couldn't watch it, bruv. Because I knew, bruv.
Okay.
I knew. Whatever. Bro. I don't
but
understand.
No, that's when I started to clock things like that, like little things like, okay, why is this player not getting as much shine as this guy, but this guy's dead? And then when you start playing in teams and you start seeing who's getting the favoritism, little things, and it's like this.
They brought Rooney to the World Cup when he had a broken metatarsal,
yeah,
instead of bringing, I can't remember, there was a few
Jermaine.
They didn't bring Jermaine, and I was like,
Ian Wright never got many caps
internationally,
John Barnes didn't get many caps either, I don't think. But now, this is what gets me mad about the black boys that are playing for England as well, bruv. Even I think Chuba Akpom must have like changed his what do you call it?
Nationality.
I don't think that's, is it not your
citizenship?
Citizenship, maybe.
Go to what?
To like play, because obviously if you play for one country, you can't play for the other, but you can, I can't remember
you
the word.
You can change after 4 years.
You can change it. Yeah,
but like, fam, so many kids, black kids are eager to play for England, yeah? And have they not seen the history of blacks that have played for this country?
But everyone wants to win, though, innit?
When did they last win? 66.
But when did Nigeria win?
When did Nigeria might, or someone in, fam, if one African country wins, we all win, bruv.
You know what I mean?
If Ghana wins, Nigeria wins too,
yeah,
bruv.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like,
we all win, bruv. Like, even Algeria, bruv.
Bro. Yeah.
Start looking at who's still left of us. Come, Algeria, bruv. I'm with you.
Why we get behind, bruv?
Like in the beginning, it's banner. Oh yeah, Nigeria got knocked out. They didn't got knocked out.
Yeah.
See when Ghana hit that quarterfinals, whatever it was.
Oh,
bro,
everyone was together.
They sometimes call Africa a country, and we're like, yeah, we
today monolith. Today monolith the thing, man. Monolith.
If we, you will hear us. When I'm telling you, see, listen, when Africa wins World Cup, you'll hear us,
bro.
Yeah,
you see me walking around with every flag.
Nepa is like not switching. Nepa is not popping that night, bro. The lights is on, dag. No 6 p.m. lights out.
Man, I can't wait,
everything's
fam.
On. It's gonna be mad. Bro, I need to see it in my lifetime. But yeah, these black kids that are trained in these European places, fam, France, bruv.
Mm.
If man just move all of them black players back over to Africa and play in Senegal and Ivory Coast and blah, blah, fam. Mm.
Griezmann, actually,
Aubameyang.
Well, he plays for Gabon.
He plays for his actual
team. But I'm thinking, who's the white people in France? Pavard?
Griezmann, Lloris. Giroud.
Giroud.
Fam, that's about it, bruv.
What's their other keeper?
Who are actually French?
Oh no, he's even.
Giroud's not even French.
Man, like Algerian.
Giroud's he's not Algerian. Giroud's not French.
Is he not?
No, he's not French.
I thought he was French, like Farah.
No, he's not French. Where's Giroud from?
But
there's a few of them, man.
That bruv, a whole squad, and we can name four.
Yeah, word.
Like, and the rest of them are black.
But yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, I feel like it's also in football more desirable because you feel like you're gonna win something to play for.
Yeah, I understand their motivations.
Balotelli was the biggest example of that, and I'm sure I've seen interviews now where he's like, "Yeah, he regrets that shit."
Yeah.
Oh, is it? He said, "Ah, shit, that's the state." Where did he go?
Italy.
He went Italy.
He went Italy.
He meant to play for Ghana,
or something. Yeah, or something like that.
But he was adopted by Italians, didn't it?
Yeah, but that
was a personal grudge thing, though.
Because the Ghanians have left me.
He literally said
he was like, I got disowned by some Ghanians, but I got found by two Italian angels, is what he said.
Yeah.
And he loved his foster parents so much, he was going to play for Italy.
That makes sense.
But afterwards, it was like, man.
Yeah, Giroud's Italian.
Is he?
Mad.
He's Italian.
He's played in France for over 4 years or something.
Yeah.
He must have lived there.
He's from Grenoble.
Yeah.
You see the people that, let's say, you might have an issue with that are playing for England, that may be originally from I don't know, let's say Ivory Coast, yeah. If they haven't been to that country and they were only raised in London or England, wherever, are you still saying that they should play for
that country?
Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
I'd want them to.
Really?
I would want them to.
All right. So, in a sense,
because their parents are still Ivorian.
Cool. Yeah. Now, in a sense, let me play devil's advocate. Deportation. when a man gets in trouble in this country, he's never ever lived in Ivory Coast.
Mm.
But his parents are from there, and they say we're deporting you. But he's
exactly.
Never
so
there.
Where's he getting deported to? But if they want, if they want to deport man, they are deporting man there. They're not deporting yeah. him to the UK. Way so they're deporting him.
And I get that, but I'm saying, do you think that's right?
It's not, but it's the law. I don't like the law in terms of you have to have passport to travel the world anyway, yeah, but yeah, it is yeah. what the rules are. Cool. So I if you was going to get deported and they're taking you there, yeah. big man.
Because that's where they would look at you. They'll be like, you're not from here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah. So that's, the same that's the same way with footballers. You, when, you see where, I think Zidane said it, yeah, or was it, couple Algerian players have said it when playing for France. I think it was Defo Zidane. When you win, you're French.
Yeah.
When you lose, you're Algerian. These man be saying it. Yeah, same with Benzema.
Fact.
He's like,
psh. Big fact.
Anelka, yeah. big I'm even watching this Anelka documentary.
They did him dirty.
Even told, not everywhere did him dirty. At times, he was easy.
No, the
fam.
French. The French team.
Fam.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Anelka's yeah. moved mad, boy. Yeah, yeah. You see, when I started to see the clubs he's played for, I said, big man. Man said Arsenal, Man City, no, Liverpool, Chelsea, Bolton, Arsenal. West Brom, Fenerbahce, Real Madrid, PSG,
yeah,
China somewhere.
Yeah.
Fam.
I can't lie. I don't know another player that's played in that many
clubs. Nah, this guy. Nah. I think he's the most out, player.
He must be the most
You see what Gareth Bale's doing right now where he says, oh, yeah, I'm not playing next year then. Fam, Anelka said, I'm not coming training, bruv.
Yeah.
Coming,
yeah.
not playing is something.
Yeah.
Not going training is
yeah,
something
that's
else.
Thing, that's another
he's
thing.
Like, I want to play.
I'm not trying to be ready, bruv. I'm doing it my way.
No, but
bruv.
He left Arsenal and said, I'm going to Real Madrid because I need a bigger club.
Yeah.
he was just like, nah, fuck these, man, fam.
He left PSG because he said, I want to play. Fam.
Oh, yeah. He left PSG to go Arsenal because he was like, I want to play, bruv. Like, yeah. you man are trying to give me reserve matches, bruv. Nah, I'm ready for the big time. Mm. Fuck that, bruv. Arsenal want me, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. He ain't in it, he ain't in it for the religion, bruv. He's only here for communion, fruv. No, no, man. He's trying to get drunk at communion,
bruv. I can't lie. Wine and bread.
Hey, is he growing up? Is he communion? As a
I
could have waited to sip it.
I'm getting lit.
What? When you see no bits of bread getting passed,
I get bread.
I get bread, then they give me Ribena.
Listen, the dilute.
Is that Vimto? The fuck?
Give me the
fucking hooch, bro. Where's the moonshine, cuz? Give me the hooch, fam.
Yeah.
When I my first one, I said, I'm trying to go church this Sunday. I'm trying to see this alcohol, bro.
They gave that to us in
Turn
school one time.
Turn this
bro.
Water to wine, bro. I want to see the process. What? The priest is in the back turning the vulgar. Mixing it up, bro. Yeah? Yeah, priest is the coldest, bro. No, I was trying to get drunk.
Man.
Alright.
Nah. Man's busy.
They can't do communion now, though, because they sick drink from the same cup.
The chalice.
In the Catholic
church. Yeah, I remember when I was like, oh, that's dirty. And they said, apparently on silver, germs can't live.
But that's what I heard. I didn't believe it, fam. I didn't believe that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
My mum never told me that stuff. I don't believe it.
You have to start looking at the periodic table, fam.
Because nigga pass it on, he give that a little wipe.
The wipe, I was looking, bruv, that wipe ain't doing.
You're looking at my man's mouth that just had it.
You need to wipe that one again,
young Dettol, bro.
Yeah,
but
no,
not.
Actually, I'm deep in it. Do you know who was the most crud player?
Who?
Adriano.
He's in the Fabella side.
Have you ever seen the story about Adriano?
No, I haven't seen the full story.
Was it Adriano? It was Adriano.
Charisma.
No, it's Adriano.
What,
playing
in the favelas?
Yeah,
he's in the favelas.
His dad died.
He got depressed, stopped playing football,
mm-hmm.
and just went back to the favelas,
mm.
started doing
banging
roads,
sticks.
Yeah.
Went bin.
Yeah.
He went bin.
I'm
Ronaldinho
sure
Ronaldinho went bin as well. Do you not see the Brazilian picture I posted the other day? You had a strap.
Yeah.
Who?
What?
Ronaldinho had a strap.
No, Ronaldinho's. Listen, let me find this picture.
Ronaldinho's boy had the strap.
Mad. Fam.
Brazilians are ramping.
In the hallway, bruv.
Brazilians are ramping.
They play different.
Next
wow.
Fam.
The Adriano story was deep, fam.
That's
my man came back fat and strapped, fam. My man came back fat and strapped, and they were like, we can bring you back. He was like, I love these streets.
Yeah.
He's like, I love these streets.
Listen, if I lay the game.
You could have still gone love me,
still gone love
Look at
you,
this
man.
Shit.
Bro.
Let me see that.
What?
Man has got the tin.
You know what? I saw that in the group.
Spin it.
I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the passage, bruv.
Said If you ever see me wearing a glove,
oh, but man, man, I said I need that total 90s and that total 9. I need total 90s and that total 9.
That's said, Mather, bring it to the game.
Wow.
I don't know who's in the stands.
He said, keep it on me.
I don't know who's
and
in the
stands. And you know the shorts got that netting in it. So the thing is just bobbling.
Mad.
That is wild.
That's it on me, bruv. That's a crazy life still. That's a crazy life.
Fucking, what was you say? Yeah, I'd rather see African players like play in Africa, bruv. Like, it's mad, fam. Like, man, you don't get treated right here. You get to the national team, you play 7 games, that's your international career done, because now you're 26. Yeah. 4 years to the next World Cup. Your country's not looking at you because they've got the 22-year-old in
who's fucking it up. Yeah, yeah.
I remember even once, Jamie Redknapp must have asked why Victor Moses doesn't play for England, bruv. I said, big man, man was born over there, cuz.
Yeah. And they'll probably be saying, like, I don't know why he won't. As if. Fuck off, bruv. He's not yours, bruv.
But, yeah, pundits, I feel they add fire to the fuel
Zaha
to the flame.
Ivory Coast now,
I think so.
He's
yeah,
playing for Ivory Coast.
I think
so,
yeah.
Now, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
see, again, that could have been another career wasted, bruv.
Yeah,
Zaha wouldn't. You know which Zaha was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
Wolford
one?
Now.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you was gonna say Louis.
Can't lie, man. Man, no, yeah. I know who that is still.
Who, Louis?
Louis what?
Louis Zaha.
I can't remember who that is.
That was your error, though.
What, my era?
That's the era you're talking about. Still,
what era? The
Man United, the Zaha.
French.
It rings a bell. It rings a bell.
Who can go back to back French old schools?
What players?
French players.
Cool. Zidane. Calm.
I'm
yeah.
looking at this stuff.
Calm.
Zidane. No, like one at a time.
One
so,
at a time. Cool. Let's go.
Zidane.
Calm.
Who?
I mean, I've got him.
Oh, I thought you said calm. I was gonna say, who's calm, bro? Who's that? Desai, bro.
Fuck, I was gonna go with that. Henri, innit?
Lilian Thuram.
Will Tord.
Oh, I was gonna say that. Perez.
Anelka.
Yee. Djorkaeff.
Barthez.
Old school, so no one that played after 2010.
You think I know that?
So that should be old school enough for us. Like.
Oh, shit. Old school. Oh, oh shoot. Who?
Five.
Rah!
Four,
man ain't heard no counters before.
Three,
come on, man.
Two.
Oh, shit. One. Ribery.
2010.
What played for?
He played after. He played for, after. He was at Bayern until recently.
Yeah, he was.
But he did get dropped out of the squad.
I was doing just the French squad.
Just French squads. Like, you've played internationally for France.
Rah.
But he did play for France. I don't know if it was before 2010, though. I'll let it slide.
Yes.
Shit. Oh, shit. Who was game? I going with?
You said Wiltord already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said Wiltord. I'm going.
Hey, this is tough now.
Cool.
Five. Four.
Sagna?
Hey?
Yeah.
That nigga knew.
Yeah,
that nigga knew.
No, that was 2010.
Around them times.
That's it.
I don't know. I'm going to let that one last. When did he leave Arsenal?
Sagna.
He came 100%. After 2006. He was at least at Arsenal for 3-4 years.
I don't know Sagna, so I know.
Because Lauren was playing right back.
Lauren. Oh, well, you can add that.
Lauren wasn't French. He was Cameroonian.
Yeah.
I'll let it slide. We'll let it slide. But we can't say cliche. Because I've let Sagna slide.
Oh, okay. Right.
Has someone said Trezeguet? No one said David. On to you, boss man.
That's what I was going to say.
What? So what did you say then?
David Trezeguet.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Five.
Four. Three. I'm not going to be the first one out to you.
Nah. I can't say it.
That's
oh, petite,
for me.
Petite.
Nah, you're out.
Watch him go.
Out.
Petite.
I was trying to think of his name, bro.
Petite. Oh, shit. I need a player.
No.
I know. I got to think.
Oh, you're thinking aloud. Cool.
Five, four, three, two.
Can't think of one.
Cool. Deschamps.
Yeah, did yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I got this one, bruv. I ain't got shit to prove. You can win, young man.
Well done.
You take that.
That's a good game.
Hey, shit tough, you know.
That's a good game still.
Hey.
That's a lit game still.
That shit tough.
Yeah.
Fucking, but yeah, I feel like pundits add fire, fuel to the flame as well, man.
Mm.
Did we discuss the language thing?
What language thing?
Like the language that pundits use and how it's like racially.
I tried to say that once. You lot said no, bruv.
Did you?
It can't have been you lot. I'm not involved in any stuff.
Did we?
When I was talking about Gary Neville and Graham Souness and
what did
that.
They say Neville, though? Oh, well, shit, no, man. But you were talking about Pogba.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but that's just obvious. And I never said no. It's bait. He must have said no because Pogba and Souness, we all know what's going on there. But I was talking about who's the old school comment? No, not old school, but he's like a well-known one. I want to say Clive Tilsley, but I don't think it's him.
Oh, that guy, the one that was sexist as well.
I don't know about sexism. No, not him. Guy? I think it's Clive. But basically, he was saying all co-commentators need to be trained on their language and commentators because research has shown like...
Oh, you said so you're saying something positive, okay.
Yeah, like a mad number of commentators will see a black player and compliment him on his physical attributes, yeah, like his strength.
I remember that. I remember all about that
stuff. But then they'll see the white so people strong. And talk about his intelligence
he's,
on the pitch.
Yeah, he's so elegant with it and all that kind of reading stuff. Like his skill with them. And we're just totally like brute power.
Strength,
like.
Yeah. But then there's some people that is like Adama Traore. There's no other way to describe that.
What's my
guy,
man's
bruv?
Name?
I don't know how he's that henching that fast.
Bruv. Like, fair
he's
enough.
He's Adriano from Pro.
With people like that, Adama Traore, I understand.
Yeah, certain man.
But there's certain man who have intelligence on the pitch. You can't be telling me about strength.
Is there any strong white guys, though? Like, you see.
Somebody made an argument
Rudy
saying.
Was quite strong.
Yeah, somebody said Gerrard as well.
Wasn't strong.
No, but he would run through. When
he
gets
wasn't
through,
a yard, though, innit?
Exactly, but.
Yaya's
look
got
at him,
talent as well. But.
Exactly. But Yaya we won't talk about that when they talk about Yaya. They talk about how.
Strong.
Yeah,
it's true.
His tech was. Mad.
The brain's kind of strong still.
It's the way they get through. Like if you see like the way Gerrard,
he's really
he can rough off a couple of men still.
But is he up against strong dons? That's what we have to look
he's
at.
Up against Van Dijk, fam.
He's not up against.
He's not bullying
Van Dijk,
him, but he's getting past, man.
There was somebody else that was strong.
Do you think we should go for credit so much?
What do you mean?
Like, for example. I know who I am. I know what I am, which is a skillful player. I can run through if I want. I can be strong, but I'm skillful. I'm intelligent on the pitch. Yeah. Do I need to hear a commentator tell me that I'm skillful?
No. It's just in terms of like it's because they don't hear the commentators.
They don't, but they may watch Match of the Day. They may they read the newspaper.
No, that's what they like.
You want to hear it from your peers or people.
If you're doing well, give me my flowers.
Give
me my flowers now. Yeah, because. Like, how else? You have to bear in mind as well, it's like, being a good player is one thing, scoring goals is another thing, but the way the pundits describe you to someone that's not as knowledgeable in football, if I'm a first person, if it's my first time watching football, that pundit's word is gold to me, you know? So if you're describing me as not that great, then boom, that person's going to be watching it and be thinking, maybe that guy's not that great. I could be the best player ever. But now, that player's not even watching me no more. He's watching the other guy. He's probably not that great just because that pundit's done that.
It has
to be, you get me? Describe it how it is. If I played shit, all right, cool, say it, innit? It's your job. If I played sick, give me my flowers.
Tell me about my intelligence, my tech. I want to hear it. I want to hear all of it, fam.
Don't know, man.
But I don't know. I can't remember what
I
his
I just feel like we're looking for some stuff.
But it wasn't about the players and how they feel. It's about the general like consensus of like the world, isn't it?
World is listening. How they see, man. Yeah.
Like, why are we as black people never spoken about as intelligent in any capacity?
Cool. I get you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, not just in football.
Right.
Like, they'll compliment our strength in every field.
Yeah.
Is that right? So, more than just strong.
Essentially, with you saying you want players to... All right, cool. Devil's advocate again. Somebody's born and raised in London. They've benefited off the London system.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'm taking that shit to Nigeria.
Yeah.
So would you feel like English people won't be like, nah, bruv, we fucking groomed him. He's ours, bruv. Yeah. Fuck that.
I know what you mean.
I told you why they can't
touch. He's ours, bruv.
Prime example. It's not a black player now. Haaland,
Haaland, yeah.
He's half British.
Norway.
His mum's British.
Oh, is it?
His mum's British, but his dad's Norwegian or whatever it is. I remember when he scored that banger against PSG? That top bins, it was a mad...
Yeah,
the whole fucking net.
The net
might well
moved,
off. Yeah. Yeah, like... yeah. And in the interview, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, as an English as an English interviewer, I know we'd love to see you playing for England. But obviously, you're not going to... but obviously, I don't think you're taking on your mum's side of the thing. And he was like, nah, nah, nah. He was like, nah. Like, man's that side, isn't it?
Yeah.
Over there. Yeah. Over there.
Man, it's cold.
But, and what's mad is I think he started off at like one of like a British team or something as a kid.
He did.
I don't know what team it was.
I wouldn't say Man City, but I think I'm
one of those teams. It was like when he was really little and then went over there and then just flourished on the mad one. So now they're just praying, oh shit, we should have kept him.
Yeah.
You get me?
That's what happens, bro.
Too late. But the British public would want him back. Yeah. So the same energy they'd have to want him back.
Yeah, we want our Africans back. Yeah.